Editor's note: Mr. Gallant writes this as an open letter to American comedian Bill Maher. Dear Bill Maher, please accept this humble handmade award created to honor your stalwart efforts in calling out fascism. I was making them for my grandkids and there was one extra, a prototype. I thought of you, and you, sir, have never wavered. It's just an old brass button, but with some context, perhaps a little more. As a Canadian, I'm fortunate to have never experienced war. My dad, however, and thousands upon thousands from his generation did. Men and women from the United States and Canada volunteered to fight fascism in World War II. Too many never returned. They saw firsthand what the sowing of hate can do. You are absolutely correct to call out what is happening in your country today. Dad was an armorer in the Canadian Army during World War II. This button is from one of his old tunics. In President Trump's first term, he surprised Canadians by naming our country a security risk to seek advantage during a trade negotiation. In this second term, he declared a trade war against Canada. Since then, openly mused his desire for Canada, my home, to become your 51st state and fantasized about liberating our resources. What has this action done other than promote hate and anger from a friendly neighbor? We forgave the United States the first time. This time, not so much. Take good care, my friend. It's early days in his regime. I'm glad to see that you're still on the air. Keep that menagerie of fascists' feet to the fire for as long as you can. I, on the other hand, will try my damnedest not to purchase anything from, nor set foot in your country until Mr. Trump apologizes to all Canadians. Words do matter. Small point, if Americans dislike their elected leaders' treatment of Canada and wish to help, just buy anything Canadian. That might drive the man absolutely apoplectic. You'll note that said award carries no inscription to you. As the first recipient, you'll also get the honor of awarding it to any other brave soul you deem fit, for speaking truth to power. The growing silence on the sidelines of this confusing daily political paradigm shift is deafening. Understandable, as not everyone in the United States can afford to be fearless. Now what does that say? Anyway, try to pay it forward, it's your call. Sign and date the plywood bottom with the Sharpie provided and present it to the next recipient and so on. Keep it on the move, it's your turn to use a Sharpie, eh. If you do this, L will make another one just for you. One person or group cannot be permitted to destroy our two countries' friendship. It makes no sense, unless that person or group are agents of a foreign power. Interesting times. Award, the base is black walnut from Petrolia on. The arch is northern white cedar from Bonfield on. The epoxy is from California, USA. The 3.5 ounces FG from China. Wooden dowels from Dollar Store North Bay on from China. Brass button, Canadian Army, RCEME circa 1940 from England. The display box frame is black walnut from Petrolia on. The 1/4. Plywood base Home Depot North Bay on. Red felt fabric land North Bay on. Symbolism, view facing button, west toward sunsetting. The base is North America, and the live edge bark on the left the Gulf of Mexico, sorry. The vertical pole is the border between the USA and Canada. The diagonal forms a bridge between our two nations. Note, the damage left diagonal inflicted by your dear leader. The arch, left USA, right Canada, is symbolic of strength. The left arch is slightly smaller, the right arch bigger, reflecting landmass. Note the right arch is missing a corner piece, that's Alaska. The top left arch has a knot, reflecting brain rot. The circle unity, strength and peace. The fiberglass, these are very delicate pieces of white cedar and without reinforcement will easily break, much like our fragile democracy. The red felt within the presentation box represents the chaos beyond North America and the bloodshed to keep our democratic countries free. The Canadian Army, Royal Canadian Electrical Mechanical Engineer, RCEME, brass button. The armorer's profession, trade fell within their bailiwick. An armorer in peacetime ensures weapons are stored safely, maintained, repaired, and ready and provides weapons training. Growing up, other than my BB gun, there were no firearms in our home. We also have a smuggling problem with illegal handguns coming into Canada from the United States. There is much symbology within the crest on the brass button. The crown is of most importance. In days of old, the arsenal of a country was under the strict control of its king or his representative. Apparently, we both have a king now. How's that for irony? Remember also that just because Canadians are polite doesn't mean they are weak. Canada has been a constitutional monarchy since 1867, and Donald Trump is not my king. Congratulations, sir. Thank you and all the best. Ephraim I. Gallant, North Bay, Canada.